This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We're up. I don't hear anything.
I hear you.
S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
But his son has it at home.
We're on.
I can't hear a thing.
I hear you. You can't hear me?
I can't hear this.
There's nothing to hear. It's just you and I on the air.
Well, we apologize for the technical difficulties. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. We are here at Fort Loramie, and we've got this afternoon's game between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Anna Rockets. It's a big girls' clash in the Shelby County League. A lot is on the line. If Fort Loramie wins it, the Redskins take the Shelby County League crown outright. Anna would like to gain a tie by knocking off Fort Loramie here today. We are hearing from listeners who tell us we have our technical difficulties solved. Folks down in Dayton are hearing us. But there are a few folks here in the upper Miami Valley who say for whatever reason they are unable to connect with us. If you can hear us, please let me know. But we've had some issues here for the last 15 or 20 minutes. Hopefully we can get it solved. Initially we had nothing on our VU meter. And then we jump back and forth between the hotspot, our Verizon hotspot, and then the school system Wi-Fi unit. And we are on the school system Wi-Fi unit, and apparently we are being heard down in Dayton at the moment. So those of you who can hear us in the upper Miami Valley within 20, 30 miles of Fort Loramie or Shelby County, please let us know. Should be a great game. First time around, Fort Loramie defeated Anna at Anna by a score of 43-35. Anna girls have been exceptional this year. Head coach Jeff Maurer has done a fine job. 15-3 on the season coming in, 10-1 in the Shelby County League, losing to Minster last Saturday in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. No shame in that. A loss to West Liberty Salem by 10 back on December 13th. As I alluded, the setback to Fort Loramie in the first meeting between these two schools on January 3rd. Other than the defeat handed to Anna by Fort Loramie, the Anna girls have a clean slate in the Shelby County League. 10 wins, a loss, and the Anna girls are vying for a high seed in the girls' Division III sectional tournament. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie is assured a number one seed in girls' Division IV. Fort Loramie ranked number one in the state in girls' Division IV and trying to hang on to that number one ranking with a win again here tonight. 58-24 was the score, Fort Loramie over St. Henry, in our webcast here on Tuesday night. In Anna's recent victory on Thursday, the Rockets disposed of Rushi 54-31 in a makeup game. We've got the starting lineups and the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ shelbycovso or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we thank our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Opening five for the Anna Rockets, which features three young ladies all averaging about 10 points per game. Michaela Ambus at guard, a 5'4" junior. Bria Cook, 10 a game, 5'6" a senior. Ella Dosick, 5'6" a sophomore, also at 10 points a game. Kiplin Rowland, 7 a game, 5'10" a junior. Lauren Barhorst in the middle, 6'2" a junior. She is averaging about 10 points a game. Barhorst, a left-hander, played extremely well against Fort Loramie in the first meeting. In fact, she led Anna in scoring in that contest. Anna was able to work her free high-low on several occasions. As the lights are being dimmed, and the Fort Loramie girls will be introduced momentarily. Don't forget, tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com, we've got the Anna boys on the road at Versailles. Anna licking its wounds after suffering a home setback at the hands of Jackson Center last night by a score of 51-47. You may have heard that game right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Meanwhile, Fenster was drubbed by the Versailles boys last evening by in excess of 30 points at Versailles. Versailles Tigers playing very good ball, having beaten Rushi by 16 last Saturday. A romp over Fenster last night. Anna being defeated at home at Jackson Center last night. Versailles Anna collide should be a very good game. We expect a high-scoring tilt. So join us tonight at 7:10 webcast time. Tip-off 7:30 on scoresbroadcast.com. Opening five for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Kennedy Gebhardt. She's a junior, 5'5 at guard, 7 points a game. Kenzie Holscher, 9 a game, 6-foot sophomore. Taylor Ratterman, 6 points a game, a 5'5 junior. Dana Rose at 10.5 a game, a 5'11 sophomore. Marissa Myring, 12.5 a game, a 5'8 junior, completes the starting five for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Carla Siegel, 20th year at the helm of the Fort Loramie program, 80% winning percentage. She has done a splendid job. Jeff Maurer, in 2 years at Anna, has done a great job for the Anna Rockets. Boy, you love to watch him in action. He shifts from zone to man. And the Anna girls have overachieved this year, thanks in part to the great head coaching of Jeff Maurer. Opening tip to start the game, won by Dana Rose of Fort Loramie. And right away, we see a zone from Anna with Lauren Barhorst coming out at the top of the key and using her length. And Fort Loramie's got a miscue to start. They throw it away.
Well, they got a tip pass on the first one, and then they just threw it around her out of bounds on the second one. That's not the way they wanted to start against this zone.
Here comes Anna inbounding down the right side of the floor. It's Ambus on top to Lauren Barhorst. Now to Kiplin Rowland. To Dosick, who goes opposite to Kiplin, low on the left. That's a play Fort Loramie likes to use. Shot was partially blocked. Fort Loramie comes away with it. No score, opening 35 seconds. Ball fed left wing. Kennedy Gebhardt for Fort Loraman. Feeds into the lane to a teammate. Here's a 13-foot jumper by Meiering. It swirled around the rim three times and came out, lo and behold. Ball knocked out by Fort Loramie, and it's Anna's possession.
Hard to believe that one didn't go in.
Here is Fort Loramie guarding tightly in backcourt. Anna sprints to the timeline at Stosic, nearly a walk on Anna. 7:05 to go in the first, no score. Here's Dana Rose out in the arc checking Dosic. Kiplin Rowland's got it, left wing. Anna in the road, green, white numerals. Fort Loramie, the home white. Black numbers trimmed in red. Straight away, Dosic, shot fake, drives against Ratterman. Right corner, Cook, sizes up a long three. That one rattles in and out. The rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here's Meiering, long heave up the floor to Rose. Rose halts and sets up the offense. Anna in a zone, Barhorst out high. Now it looks like Anna may be in the man-to-man. We're hearing from more people here in the Upper Miami Valley that we are connected properly, and you are hearing us. Meiering behind a screen. Yep. Shoots it, air ball. Fort Loramie tries to save, doesn't get it done. Out of bounds to Anna. 6:22 left to go here in the first quarter. Anna in backcourt, it's Dosic. Up the near side to Bria Cook. Yep, a scoreless game for 2 minutes. This is to Anna's liking, which would love to keep the score down. Holding Fort Loramie to 43 in the first meeting. Redskins average 60. Left side, it's Dosic against Gebhardt. Foul line, Barhorst. Squares, doesn't shoot. Right flank to Ambus, picked up by Ratterman. Baseline right. Ambus circles back out to Cook. Cook to Dosic. Ambus in the right corner. Foul line, Rowland. Right flank, Ambus. High arching triple. Bingo! She's got it. A long ranger. No, apparently she was straddling the arc.
Yep, he had a toe on the line.
2-0, Anna. Fort Loramie into the forecourt to her left. Dana Rose, head of the key. Right side pass, Gebhardt. Gebhardt, ball high overhead. Back to Rose. Rose shoots the triple, deflected by Anna. There's that zone coming out far on the floor. Loose ball to Gebhardt. Line drive three off the edge of the rim. Rebound, Dana Rose. Banks it. It rolls out. Anna's got the board. Rockets lead it 2-0. We played nearly 3 minutes. So far, the pace of the game, the scoring of the game, preferencing Anna. Far left flank, it is Bria Cook for the Rockets. Circles on top, goes to Dosic. Deep right corner, Ambus, guarded by Gebhardt. High-low action, down inside to Barhorst. She caught it, stumbling off balance, missed it, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Quickly, forecourt left, Meiering baseline. Cross-court to Rose, head of the key. Lost the ball off her right hip, got it back. Threw it to Gebhardt. Down low to Meiering. She's got good position, and she banks it in. Tied at 2, 4:38 to go here in the first. Here's Fort Loramie batting a pass in backcourt. Meiering swatted. Loose ball picked up by Cook ahead to Dosic. She glides down the floor in the lane, off to Rowland. Right back out to Dosic, who resets. 4:23 left in the first. Right wing Ambus. High left to Bria Cook. Looks for Barhorst in the post, can't get it to her. Now Dosic, who does get it to Barhorst, and she banks in a 7-footer.
Nice pass that time.
Well done by Anna, which leads 4-2, half the first quarter in the books. Right wing, Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Between the circles, Dana Rose. At stake here in this game, an outright Shelby County League championship for Fort Loramie, or a two-way tie, Anna and the Redskins. Good inside play, Fort Loramie, feeding Holscher right in front, missed it from 6 feet. Rebound, Anna. Ambus hustling down the floor, all the way to the rim, forced it off the underneath side of the iron. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Meiering hustling the other way, pulls up from 17, banks it way short. Loose ball, rebound down to Anna. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Anna's got Fort Loramie in a funk right now. 4-2 in favor of the visiting Rockets. Ball thrown left side of the floor. And then dumped back out for Bria Cook. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. A run out, Gebhardt. All the way the other way. Good for two.
Good steal that time by Holscher. And then a good look to find Kennedy down the floor.
Another interception by Meiering. Stolen back by Anna. Picked off again by Fort Loramie. Gebhardt open from 15. It rattles in and out. Strong rebound, Meiering. To Rose. Right wing, Ratterman. Three ball in the air. Got it. A triple. 7-4 Fort Loramie. Just like that, the Redskins net 5 in the span of 20 seconds or so. 7-4 Redskins. Down the floor, Cook. Throws it head of the key to Dosick. Left side rolling. Inside to Barhorst. Juggled it. Lost it. Fort Loramie's got the loose ball. Long lead out. Leaking the other way. Gebhardt to the rim. Shoots it. No good, but she's fouled.
Well, if you have trouble attacking a zone, the best thing you can do is beat it down the floor, and that's what Loramie's done the last four trips.
Gebhardt at the stripe. Two free throws coming for Fort Loramie, which is bolted on top 7-4 after a very slow start. Free throw by Kennedy. Swish. Redskins shooting free throws at about 70% on the year. Anna close to that mark as well. A line change for Fort Loramie. Meiering out. Ratterman out. Holscher out. We see Caitlin Gasson is in. Ava Shouldis on the court. Second free throw. Kennedy Gebhardt is right there. Macy Imwally in for Fort Loramie, which leads at 9-4. It seems like less than a minute ago, Chuck, it was 4-2, Anna.
Yeah, it's been quite a little quick run to those 9 points or 7 points.
A surge of seven by the Redskins. Here's Dosick over the timeline, hemmed in, gets it to Roland. Left side to Michaela Ambus. She's got a long two-point basket in this game. Barhorst, the other fielder for Anna so far. Here's the ball thrown high left to Mary Landis, who's in now for the Rockets. Mary, a 5'7 sophomore. We've got over guarding on the perimeter against Fort Loramie. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, 9-4 in favor of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Landis inbounding right in front of the Fort Loramie bench. Landis looking, feeds it into Barhorst. She's boxed in by two players, gets it out of trouble to Roland, 35 feet away. Roland fakes right, goes left. She's at the elbow, into the lane, on the arc to Landis, foul stripe, no shot. Back out to Ambus. Ambus starts toward the basket, pulls back out. Now here's Dosick, who hasn't had a shot yet. Ball reversed, near side to Ambus. She overshoots a long 25-footer. The rebound, though, saved into Barhorst. Anna still controls. She's double-teamed, got it to Roland. Boy, there's a mess on the far side of the floor. Three white jerseys, one green. And by virtue of Fort Loramie outnumbering Anna, you would think Fort Loramie would get possession, although the arrow is put into play, and it is Redskins basketball. 1:29 to go here in the first quarter. No, it's Anna's possession as the arrow is changed properly. Enter to Ambus in backcourt. Minute 24 left to go first period. Ambus dribbles down the left side. Goes on the flank to Landis. In the top of the circle, Roland. Right side Ambus at the elbow. Doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Dosick. Third different player on Dosick so far in this game. Hounding her at the moment is Gasson. And Dosick pitches one out of bounds along the baseline.
Well, that's what Loramie can do for you. They've got so many perimeter players that can just keep changing them up on you.
9-4, 65 seconds left here in the opening quarter. Here's a quick step to the basket by Shouldis on the arc, and she dragged the pivot foot. Good call by the referee. Just over a minute left in the first. 9-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. Anna led 4-2 for half the first quarter. But in the last 3 minutes, it's been a spurt of 7-0 in favor of the Redskins. And right now, Anna needs a timeout in backcourt, or they are going to lose the basketball to a 10-second violation. They do get a timeout with 56.9 to go in the first. 9-4 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
56.9 left here in the opening stanza, 9-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. Time back in. Great crowd on hand here at the Fort Loramie gym today. Ball thrown to Barhorst, top of the key, through her hands, goes out of bounds, far side of the floor. The last 3 minutes have been all Redskins.
That's how quickly Fort Loramie can turn the game around with their pressure and their transition baskets.
I thought Anna needed to have a good quick start, and they did, but now they've kind of become stagnant. They need to keep the excitement they had to start at the game.
Gaston over the timeline for Fort Loramie. Veers left. Pitches head of the key to Shoulders. Good ball rotation. Right corner into the post to Myring. On the arc to Gebhardt. Here's a jumper. 22-footer. Bingo. She hits it. Kennedy Gebhardt from range.
She's got seven.
She has seven of the 12 for Fort Loramie. 12-4. 20 seconds left. Opening quarter. Right side Ambus. Between the rings, it goes on the play to Roland. She starts a drive, leaves it left corner, way up in the air, too high for Dosik, who can't reach, climb the ladder and get it.
Well, Gebhardt has 7 points, and Anna now has 7 turnovers.
That one was unforced to some degree.
Yeah, the last two have kind of been.
Here's Gebhardt sizing up another triple. Look out, bullseye from way outside. 2 threes in a row for Gebhardt. She beat the buzzer by 4 seconds. First quarter's in the books. Wow, what a surge by Fort Loramie. Outscoring Anna 13-2, last 4 minutes. 15-4 Redskins after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Say, don't forget the prom dress exchange is coming up Sunday at Fort Loramie Elementary. That's this Sunday. If you're looking for a bargain on a dress, shoes, or accessories, or if you'd like to leave a dress, shoes, or accessories, and you've got them to sell, you can drop off between 11 and 1 at Fort Loramie Elementary this coming Sunday, February 3rd. That's drop off 11 to 1. Dresses, $7. Accessories, $3. A pair of shoes, $3. Then from 1:30 to 3:30, you browse and shop till you drop. Admission is free, no cost. You come back from 3:30 to 4:30, pick up and buy with cash. If you need more information, call Michelle, 710-3216, or Bridget, 605-5304. That's Michelle, 937-710-3216, or Bridget, 937-605-5304. Now, Fort Loramie had the ball first 25 seconds of the second quarter, and then wound up eventually turning it over. Anna's got possession at the timeline, and the 10-second count is on, and Ambus doesn't beat it. Miscue, Anna again, and they mount.
Yeah, you got to have that clock, and it was one-on-one. She just needed to get over midcourt.
15-4 in favor of Fort Loramie, 7:17 left here in the second. Dana Rose on the floor for Fort Loramie. She's got the ball at the timeline. Dana angles right. Swings it to Kennedy Gebhardt. She's been red hot. 2 straight 3s to end that first period. Ball dumped down inside to the cutting Dana Rose. Anna gets a couple of mitts on the ball, works a tie-up, and the referee says Anna possession.
Well, Rose is going to get the turnover, but the pass got her in jeopardy.
I want our listeners to know that Fort Loramie's got one more league game left Thursday at Botkins. Anna is done. Anna's finished. And it's not counting on Botkins beating Fort Loramie next week, that's for sure.
And no, they need to get it done themselves today.
Exactly. Here's Anna deep in the left corner, and the ball is poked away by Fort Loramie, goes out of bounds. 6:48 left here in the second quarter, 15-4 Fort Loramie. Anna lobs in from side court to Barhorst, straight away to Ambus. Right wing rolling. Ball skipped far side to Cook. Anna Chuck occasionally is getting a 15-17 foot look at the basket, but not trying much.
Not, they're not looking to shoot the ball. They're looking to try to get the ball inside, which I like. But if you keep turning it over, you better start putting it up a little bit from the outside.
And down 11, you've got to generate points sooner or later. Here's Dosick against Gebhardt. Crossover dribble to the left, into the head of the key, foul line. Bounce pass to Cook, left wing. Now Kiplin Roland, 30 feet away. A good catch on the inside by Barhorst. What an assist by Roland. Barhorst concluded it with 2 points.
Yeah, that's what they need to do right there, and that's what they're trying to do is get inside.
15-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Coming out to catch, high left is Holscher. Right flank, it is Myring. Myring steps back, guns a 20-footer. Rim, backboard, no. Rebound poked out by Fort Loramie. Foul, I think, whistled against the Redskins.
Yeah, they called it on Holscher.
On the rebound attempt, Holscher went over top. And Anna will throw it inbounds down to her left. We've got 8 players in backcourt. Pressure applied. It goes right wing to Roland. Oh, they beat the press. Good 3-on-2. Driving layup, Barhorst. 2 straight goals by her. And Anna's back within 7. Barhorst with 2 hoops in succession. Right wing, Macy Imwally now for Fort Loramie. Between the rings is Caitlin Gasson. Gasson hangs on, veers right. Straight away, Dana Rose. Right back to Gasson. Dumps it down inside to Holscher. Goes opposite to Imwally. She jacks up a triple. No, it's a long deuce. Swish. A beauty by Macy Imwally. She's got a nice shot.
Yeah. Good to have her back from that concussion.
Boy, she can be an outstanding bench player in a pinch for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Here's Kiplin Roland trying to force her way through the top of the key for Anna. She gets entangled and fouled. Ball out of bounds to Anna below the rim. Lady Rockets trail 17-8, 5:08 to go here in quarter number 2. So many thanks to Local Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com, one of our longtime anchor underwriting sponsors. Ball inbounded by Anna. 3-point shot, Cook from way outside. That was a home run ball. Barely hit the net. Way short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins scooted up to Imwally. Available. Top of the key. In, out. Back in. What a shot by Imwally. She hoisted one right away after receiving the pass.
In their opening game down in that Lakota, she was outstanding shooting the basketball.
Sure was in that victory over Proctorville Fairland. It is now 20-8 after the 3 ball by Imwally. She's at a 2 and a 3 here in the last half minute for Fort Loramie, which steals it quickly down the floor. Baseline left, Holscher. 17-footer goes 18. Long rebound tapped out to Gasson. She chucks up the triple off the heel. Rebound Landis for Anna. 4:21 to go here in the second quarter. Anna throws it 60 feet down the floor right to Dana Rose of Fort Loramie. The turnovers continue to swell for Anna. Rockets with too many empty possessions. Dana Rose on the right wing. Looks like she's behind the arc. Lets it go. Barely caught iron. Loose ball rebound. Low in the right by Holscher. And she's tapped on the wrist as she delivers the shot toward the rim. She's got 2 free throws coming.
Foul's on Cook. That'll send Holscher at the line.
20-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. We got a full timeout by the Rockets, who are down a dozen. 4 to play, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like Brookins. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. And thanks to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his very best shot. Up two free throws made by Fort Loramie. Anna throws it in, throws it away at midcourt. Fort Loramie attacks immediately. Another two-shot foul as Gasson strolls to the stripe for the Redskins, who are now up 22-8 with 3:53 to go here in the second quarter. Gasson's very high free throw floats, hits the heel, no good. Nice job of Macy Imwali, yeah, who comes to the bench now for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, the start for Gephardt, and then Imwali kept it rolling.
Gasson swishes the second free one. 23-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Backcourt, Anna. It's Ambus on the far side. Taylor Ratterman is going to guard closely. Here's Aiden Putoff putting on the double team. Ball fed up ahead to Landis. Baseline left to Barhorst. And it's punched out of bounds by Holscher of Fort Loramie. 3:39 to go here in quarter number two, 23-8 in favor of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Ambus baseline, throwing to Roland, top of the circle. As I mentioned, Ava Shouldis on the floor now for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Ava, 5'9 freshman. Also in, Jaden Putoff, 5'10 sophomore. Right flank, it's Dosik. I don't think Ella's taking a shot yet for Anna.
She is not.
Here's the ball batted, head of the key, Shouldis with a takeaway for Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Ratterman, between circles now. 15-point lead Fort Loramie. 3 minutes to go till halftime. Ratterman retreats near the center line. Veers right. She's got an avenue down the right side of the lane. Heaved it high off the backboard, accepting contact and being awarded two free throws.
Yeah, it's a good job. She was not going to get to the rim. Felt the contact and threw the ball towards the basket. Center to the free throw line.
Yep, Redskins have hit three of their last four at the stripe in the previous minute of play. Now make it 4 of 5 as Ratterman sinks it. Kenzie Holscher out. Dana Rose back in for Fort Loramie. It's Landis, Barhorst, Ambus, Dosik on the floor for the Anna Rockets. And Landis is the fifth player. It's Landis, Dosik, Ambus, Roland, and Barhorst. Both free throws good. Anna in a hurry. Quickly down the floor. It's Dosik in the lane. Handoff, right baseline, Barhorst. Her shot deflected. It caroms off the side of the board, and it's taken by Ratterman of Fort Loramie with 2:42 to go in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie leading 25-8. Ball thrown, foul line extended left at Shouldis. Makes the extra pass. Low on the right to Putoff. Another foul committed by Anna. Fort Loramie attacking, getting the ball in deep. Anna fouling, and Fort Loramie making a living at the stripe.
Well, Anna got in trouble. They got behind in their zone. They've had to go man, and they're having trouble guarding a man-to-man, that's for sure.
Shouldis, Rose, Putoff, Gasson, and Ratterman on the court right now for Fort Loramie. Foul shot bangs off the rim, no good. Second one here for Jaden Putoff of Fort Loramie. She dips her knees, fires it, hits it. And it's 26-8 in favor of the Fort Loramie Redskins. After 4 minutes in the first quarter, Anna led by a score of 4-2. Here they beat pressure, which they've done seldom. Great drive to Dosik out in front of everybody, leading Barhorst for the layup. 2:17 to go, second quarter. 26-10 in favor of Fort Loramie.
The problem is they're not breaking the press enough.
Right. And too often turning it over and giving Fort Loramie easy baskets or shots at the free throw line. Long three, left wing, Ratterman, swish, all cord. Boy, that would roll right down the ropes as pretty as you please. Taylor Ratterman dropped one in from range to make it 29-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's Dosik, here's Ambus, right side pass rolling. Flips it cross court to Dosik, spin move, head of the key. Ella trying to look for penetration, can't. Goes opposite, left flank to Roland, available for a lengthy deuce in the corner, and she pours it in. Kiplin Roland nails it, 29-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. Anna down the floor, put off sizes up a three. Outside the arc, high left. Bingo, another one. Fort Loramie pouring them in from distance in this game.
Six of them, six threes.
Now. Wow. And we saw the Fort Loramie girls make a dozen on the road at Rushi earlier in the year. A minute six left here in the first half. 32-12. The lead for Fort Loramie has grown to 20. Here's Landis at the elbow on the left. Knotted up briefly, but a foul called against Fort Loramie. A minute to go here in the second quarter. Substitutions again for Fort Loramie. One, two, three, four young ladies enter. Corinne Heitkamp, a 5'6 sophomore, is out there. Kennedy Gebhardt back in. Kenzie Holscher on the floor once more. Marissa Meiring is added. Ball lobbed, head of the key to Ambus. Head coach Carla Siegel can make hockey line changes about any time she pleases to keep her Redskins very fresh. Here's a stumble and a travel against Anna. And the turnovers continue to count. Anna's going to have in excess of 15 before halftime. 48 ticks on the clock, late second quarter. Fort Loramie leads at 32-12. Here's Holscher navigating the lane, banked it hard. Rebound Meiring, forced it up, no good. And the tall 6'2 bar horse for Anna stabs the rebound. In backcourt to Dosik. Fires it up the left side to Ambus. Quick pass to the post to Barhorst. And jumping the play is Holscher. She slaps it out of bounds. 28.9 to go in the second. Inbounding Anna left of the rim. Landis airmails one out back for Ambus. Right corner. It goes on the play to Roland. Roland puts it on the deck with the left hand. Swivels into the paint area. Nice shot. Little running half hook. Wouldn't go in. Trickled off the iron. Rebound Fort Loramie. 15 seconds to go, second quarter. Left corner Holscher makes a beeline toward the rim and lays it in from 4 feet. 8 seconds to go in the half. 34-12 Fort Loramie. Dosik strolls down the right side of the floor. Deep in the corner. Long triple. Dosik wide left. No good. Barhorst late in the rebound after the buzzer. It won't count. And the first half closes. Fort Loramie up 22. Ella Dosik for Anna limited to one shot, and that was a Hail Mary three with seconds to go there before intermission. 22-point lead Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh,
a margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah,
a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Machuk, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. 22-point lead, Redskins over the Rockets as the Fort Loramie girls vie for a Shelby County League crown. A win here today by Fort Loramie would put the Redskins up two. Fort Loramie would have one more game to play. Anna could not catch Fort Loramie. Should the Redskins win this game today, one remaining game for the home team here today. That's against Botkins on Thursday. So Anna's got to get it done here today against Fort Loramie. They're a game back in the loss column. They need a win and a big comeback in the second half to forge a deadlock atop the standings in the Shelby County League girls race. Thanks so much to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Thank you, these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna, it's Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. You got to check out that fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie, and see them online, too, at geyersinc.com. That's GAIERS Inc.com. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's way back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. You better get new tires to grip the road firmly before that next big winter storm. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Simply phone Geppy, that's Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's Jeff Gebhardt, Geppy, at M&A Muffler and Tires. Go to Goffney for your quality furniture priced just right. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney's got you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. And we're priced to fit your budget with finance options. Application is easy. Plus, Goffney's new innovative support report system can find your perfect fitting mattress. Take advantage of 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display at Goffney Furniture. That's GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 34-12, Fort Loramie routing Anna at halftime.
Well, the Redskins have a 13-6 rebounding advantage, 4-2 on the offensive boards. Rockets turned it 12 times in the first half. Loramie turned it 5. Anna has not gone to the free throw line in the first half. Loramie 8 of 10. There's your difference, a big difference right there in a 22-point lead. Individual scoring for the Rockets, Barhorse had 8, and then Ambus and Kiplin Rowland each with 2. They scored 4 and 8, 12 for the first half. Loramie led by Kennedy Gephardt with 10, and then Taylor Raderman with 8. They got 5 from Imwali, 4 from Putoff, 4 from Holscher, 2 from Myring, and 1 from Gasson. They scored 15 and 19, and they lead it 34-12 at the half. They had no problem, really. They had a little bit of a problem to start against the zone, but then they started hitting. Gephardt just ate them up shooting threes. They had to get out of it, and they can't guard them man-to-man. So Anna's kind of in dire straits right now.
Anna Rockets giving up 32 points a game on the year, allowed 43 to Fort Loramie the first time. Redskins have got 34 already in two quarters in this contest today against Anna, which, as I said, has allowed, on average, all season long, only 32 per four quarters. Fort Loramie's got 34 in two periods.
Right. Well, you mentioned it earlier. This offensive output right by Loramie today reminds me of a couple of weeks ago when we went to Rushi. Just anything they want to do, they're accomplishing it. And when they're scoring like this, when Gephardt and Raderman are shooting the ball like that, you're in trouble.
Yep. 22-point lead, Fort Loramie girls at the break. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We're about 90 seconds away from the start of the second quarter, or I should say the second half, here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Fort Loramie. Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacalle manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all over the world. Lacalle supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, for example. Its roots date all the way back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacalle. And locally, Lacalle is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center. And tonight it's the big pork chop special at Brookins in Fort Loramie, also well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday night features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Carl Arnes, the new owner, has been on board now for about 14 months, and he creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors include Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Well, Fort Loramie starts off the third quarter like it finished the second. After a miss, a long two-pointer was pumped into the Redskins. Who made that shot, Chuck?
Kenzie Holscher off a nice assist by Dana Rose.
Holscher needs to get her shooting going. She's been a little chilly from the floor the last few weeks. That was a nice jump shot there to make it 36-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's Anna with a miss. A good recovery on the arc by Cook. Swings it back near side to Ambus, who darts toward the foul line. Gives to Dosick in the right corner. Dosick to Cook, ball rotated left side to Roland. They continue to have Barhorst interchange from low post left to low post right. Anna swings the ball and tries to get it to Lauren, but to Fort Loramie's defense is barricading Barhorst in. Now she gets it low in the left. Then she swings it opposite to Roland. Fort Loramie recovers quickly. Roland starts a drive. Defensive foul, Fort Loramie. Two free throws coming. 6:36 to go, third quarter. Roland, two foul shots for Anna. Anna Rockets, Chuck, figure to be a lofty seed in girls Division III, win or lose right today, because the voting is already in. The draw tomorrow. And in the super sectional in girls Division III in the Dayton area, there will be three sectional final games. Three teams will advance on to the district, joining three from Cincinnati. Or my mistake, in
in girls division three, it's four sectionals. No, I stand corrected. There is a team that comes over from one of the Columbus districts. So there's a Columbus district winner joining three girls D3 district winners from Springfield. And there are three sectional championship games in the Dayton area. And you've got clubs like Miami East, Arcanum, West Liberty, Salem, Versailles, Anna. Right there are six I just named. Those could be your three sectional finals. Who knows?
Yeah, there's some really good Division III schools out there.
Look out. Far left flank. Taylor Radham behind a screen. A line drive triple. Bangs around inside the cylinder and drops through. Fort Loramie's perimeter shooting excellent here today after a slow start. Only 2 points for the Lady Redskins in nearly the first 4 minutes of this game. So if you simply do the math, in the last less than two quarters of action, 39 for Fort Loramie, which is red hot. Here's a good twisting move in the paint by Barhorst. Got it to the rim. It wouldn't go in. Fort Loramie's got the rebound. 39-13 Redskins. Quick entry to Marissa Meiring. A little high. Barhorst gets a piece of it. She's got it on the theft. Ahead to Roland for Anna. Right side, it goes to Cook. Her line drive triple catches the bottom of the iron. Loose ball in the deck. Collected by Radiman on the go. Down the right side to Gebhardt. Hitting Meiring in the paint. She dropped it. Picked up by Ambus on a run out for Anna. Stops low on the left. Three white shirts around her. Nowhere to go. Rule to jump. Arrow favors Anna. 5:23 left here in the third. Anna Rockets clearly have not played a defense like Fort Loramie has exhibited in the two meetings against Anna this year.
Well, the only other one they saw was this week when they played Minster and they got held to 30 points.
Right. 39-13 in favor of Fort Loramie. Anna inbounds. It's a bad heave. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, low on the right. Nice shot fake by Radiman. Lets the defender fly by and then scores to make it 41-13 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins trying to finish off the Shelby County League race in grand style here this afternoon. Rays are sharp since the first 4 minutes of this game. We've got 4:56 left in the third. As I mentioned, Fort Loramie had two in the game's first four, and they scored 39 in the last 16 minutes of action. Good post-up move by Barhorst of Anna. Her short jumper rolls around and goes in. 41-15 in favor of Fort Loramie. 4:35 left in the third quarter. Here's a bullet pass down low on the right by Fort Loramie. Twisting, turning is Holscher. She got it to go in, and she was fouled as well. What a heck of a play by Holscher.
That was strong, because I'll tell you, Barhorst had a death grip on her, and she still got the ball up.
Yep, maintained her balance. Formidable effort by Kenzie as she knocked that one down from 5 feet away. Barhorst was between her and the rim. Kenzie still scored it. The free throw lips the iron and comes out. Shoulders has got the offensive rebound. Hits Holscher, baseline left. Goes opposite to Gasson. 12-footer, hit the flange. Long rebound to Anna. Tie up near midcourt. Another jump. Arrow this time favors Fort Loramie.
Well, the effort by Fort Loramie today has been outstanding.
4:19 to go here in the third. 43-15 lead in favor of the Redskins. Gasson at midcourt. Angles down the right side. Gives it up on the play to Shouldas. Straight away to Imwally. High left to Holscher. Kenzie foul line. Spin move in the paint all the way to the cup. Might have been fouled. Left it short. Rebound Barhorst. Anna. Outlet to Dosik. 4 minutes gone. Third quarter. Dosik left wing to Landis. Here's a good drive underway by her. Motoring toward the rim. Left it short. Good late defense by Fort Loramie. Loose ball rebounding foul against Anna. Rushi underwriting sponsors include the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Once again in Fort Loramie, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Plus one of our anchor underwriting sponsors from Fort Loramie, American Architectural Glass. As Kennedy Gebhardt spots up on the arc, far side of the floor. Swish, another one, all net.
It's eight of them. Not for her, but for the team.
Well, with five more, they would snap the school record set against Rushi earlier this year when the Redskins drilled a dozen behind the arc. Left wing, it's Landis for Anna. Baseline drive, she pulls up. Head of the key rolling. Right side, it goes to Ambus. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. 46-15 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's Dosik at long range. Still one shot on the day for her. She's averaging better than 10. And that one shot was a long Hail Mary three right before the end of the second quarter. Loose ball midcourt. Anna recollects. Baseline to Roland. Available from 17. Bingo! She's got it. Roland racks up a two-point jumper for Anna. 46-17 Fort Loramie. 2:33 left here in the third. Dribbling down the right side is Corinne Heitkamp. Head of the key, Dana Rose. Now to Gebhardt. Left corner, Macy Imwali, picked up there by Barhorst. Ball entered to Dana Rose in the post. Imwali, left corner. She chucks up the three. Bouncing, no good. Weak side rebound, Shouldis to Heitkamp from long range. Missed it. Lengthy rebound, tracked down by Imwali. Fort Loramie still got it. 2:06 left here in the third. 46-17 Fort Loramie. Veering to the right on the arc is Corinne Heitkamp over guarding Landis of Anna. Chuck, it's interesting to note that Anna has beaten Versailles by a point, Miami East by six, two clubs which will garner lofty seeds in girls D3. That's a pretty good resume for Anna.
Yeah, let's hope that the coaches took that into consideration.
Here's Imwali, elbow on the left for Fort Loramie. Out to Corinne Heitkamp between the rings. Now Imwali on the bounce. Right side of the floor, Rose behind the arc. Deep right corner, Imwali. Now here's Dana. Here's Heitkamp. Redskins still throw it around. Pitch and catch on top. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. 46-17 Redskins. Kennedy Gebhardt on the dribble, 30 feet away. Near side, Imwali. Looks for a cutter in the lane. It's Dana Rose. Foul line, Jay, on the money. Dana Rose on target of beauty.
Catch, turn, square shot. That was about as good as it gets.
1:10 to go, third quarter. Ambus up the floor for Anna. Right side pass goes to Cook. Cook dribble drive, pulls up, foul line. Ball rotated left wing to teammate Ambus. Foul line rolling. Nearly dragged the pivot foot. Got stopped in time. Outside the arc. Straight away now Landis. She sizes up a three from there. It hits the front of the rim and ricochets to Corinne Heitkamp. Outlet to Gebhardt. Gebhardt falls, pushed to the floor by Anna. Common foul, Fort Loramie ball out of bounds with 41.9 to go here in the third. And the Redskins drubbing Anna 48-17. Tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, Anna boys at Versailles. We've got the action for you at 7:10, tip at 7:30. Versailles coming off a romp over Minster last night. Anna was upset. Its first setback of the year. Suffered at home to Jackson Sounds. Another three ball dead center. This time, Corinne Heitkamp. Fort Loramie's got, what now, 10 threes, Chuck?
10, yes.
By probably at least five or six different young ladies.
One, two, three, four, five of them, yep.
Top of the circle, back to the basket. Cook for Anna, 17 ticks on the clock. Now to Ambus. Ambus starts to motor toward the rim from the left side of the floor, holding foul against Fort Loramie. It's Common. 15.6 remaining, third period of play. 51-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. Coming out, Kennedy Gebhardt. Anna inbounding, baseline left. Ball fed 25 feet away to Landis, who steers her way through the lane, meets resistance in the paint, shot way short, rebound Fort Loramie. Six to go. Long pass to Holscher, left corner. Starts your drive below the rim, reverses it near side to a teammate. Fort Loramie mishandles in the corner as the third quarter finishes with the Redskins leading the Rockets 51-17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks to a few new underwriting sponsors here on Scores. As Anna starts the fourth quarter with an inside play by Cook. Shot deflected. Fort Loramie comes away with it. Foul on Anna. That's the Rockets' sixth. Still coming. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, a corner on the market because of quality and reliability. Regal, 1269 Wapak in Sydney. RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. Catch the catch of the day at night. Outstanding fish, including that baked haddock dinner. Open at 6 a.m. in the morning. Fine reputation for superb breakfast. Wraps and burgers at noon. You'll love Maury's. Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie in Minster. And thanks to Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, the Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. That's Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824. Dan Eilerman Construction, a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated to residential construction, creating new homes, building additions, and remodeling. 51-17, Fort Loramie leads, opening moment, fourth quarter. Here's Fort Loramie powering to the rim, shot missed. It's loose on the deck. Redskins managed to snarf it up, but walk in doing so, and it's Anna's possession. This game has been over since sometime in the second quarter. Fort Loramie exploding in that second period.
19-8, yep. I'll score them.
To generate a halftime lead, Chuck, of what, 34-12?
Yep.
Here's Anna, top of the circle. It's Cook, ball high overhead. Rockets with a couple of changes out there on the floor at the moment. Lena Rowland is in, a 5'8 freshman. Bad pass intercepted by Fort Loramie. Redskins have it. Down the floor, right side, it's Myron. Back between the rings, it's Gasson. Right side of the floor. Another Huelskamp has checked in. Is that, that's Schultes, 21, Schultes, my mistake. Yeah. Here's Ratterman deep in the right corner. Baseline right, Holscher back to the basket. Ball whisked around the top of the circle to Schultes, to Gasson, to Holscher. High right, 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Holscher starts to drive. She's at the mid-post area. Goes cross-court to Gasson. Baseline cut off. Feeds a teammate behind her. It's Myring, open from 15. Backboard, rim, no good. We've got a rebounding foul on Fort Loramie. 51-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. 5:50 left here in the fourth quarter.
Rose and Gephardt second for Holscher and Ratterman.
Again tonight, webcast time 7:10. 7:30 tip. Anna boys at Versailles. Could very well be a close, high-scoring encounter. Anna midcourt. It's Ambus. Pitches far right flank to Cook. On top to Lena Rowland. She starts to drive, barrels down the right side of the lane. It's jammed away from her by Fort Loramie. Loose ball, Redskins. Here is Gebhardt up the floor to Gasson on the arc.
Right wing row. Setchin shoots the triple a little hard off the heel. Loose ball rebound. Gasson gets it. Fights her way to the rim. She's fouled from the backside. Two free throws coming for Fort Loramie's Gasson.
She used all 5'2 of her height.
She sure did. 51-17. Fort Loramie leads it. Redskins headed toward their per-game average of 60 on the year. Fort Loramie giving up less than 30. And it won't get that many, that's for sure. Rockets came in averaging a little better than 42, giving up a little less than 32. Fort Loramie had 34 at intermission. Both free throws, or I should say the second free throw was heavy. First one was in for Gasson. Anna down the floor with 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Landis. Gives it up straight away to Cook. Cook dumps it down right side to a teammate. On top, it's Kiplin Rowland, picked up by Rose. Rowland puts it on the deck, loops it behind to Landis. Now Cook straight away. Deep right corner. It goes on the play to Landis. That's Kiplin Rowland deep in the right corner, dribbling hard against Schultes of Fort Loramie. Ball rotated near side to Landis. It goes foul line to Rowland. Fort Loramie almost steals, but fouls. It's Schultes who got in a little too close with the right arm. 4:36 left here in the fourth.
Macy and Molly checks in for Marissa Meyer.
Unless we do cover the Anna Rockets in the postseason girls D3 tourney, this is more than likely the last time we'll see Anna this year. We could cover them in the tournament. I don't believe Anna is making up the game from January 12th against Waynesville. The Rockets are at Lehman on Tuesday, 1 week from today at Middletown Madison. Anna, a youthful team, will have a number of fine players back next year. In fact, when you look at the Anna roster, just the one senior, Bria Cook. In fact, between these two rosters, Chuck, just that one senior.
That's it.
And Fort Loramie's got none. So expect Anna to be mighty tough in 2019-20 under head coach Jeff Maurer, who has done a very fine job in his short tenure at the helm of the Anna girls basketball program. 52-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. 3:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. Schultes finds a teammate down low on the left. It's caught and laid in. Nicely done on the play.
Corinne Heitkamp.
Good pass. Corinne got it low on the block left side and dropped it home for two. And a dribble drive in the right corner. Corinne gets the bobbled ball on the steal for Fort Loramie. Outlet down the floor to Schultes. Out back to Putoff. Available long three. You can count it. She set her feet. The PA announcer says Putoff from deep, and it was way outside beyond the arc. 11 threes now for Fort Loramie, Chuck.
Oh, you watch, I'll count.
3:13 left here in the fourth. 57-17, Fort Loramie. Deep left flank. Ball handed off on the play to Bria Cook for Anna.
I guess 10.
Goes cross court to a teammate. Now straight away it's Rowland. Near side pass broken up by Gasson. 2:56 to go here in the fourth. 40-point lead for Fort Loramie.
This is going to open some eyes up in Minster. Minster just beat Anna 52-30. I thought Minster played pretty well. This has been just a beatdown today.
And keep in mind, after the first 4 minutes or so, Anna led 4-2. So since that point in time, 55-13, Fort Loramie has outscored Anna. That's in the span of about three periods of play since the midway mark of the first. We're down to 2:39 to go here in the fourth. Here's a straightaway shot, a long three by Dosik. I think her second attempt of this game. Neither one caught the rim. That one was short, went out of bounds. And Fort Loramie's feisty defense has made it tough on Ella all afternoon.
It's hard to keep your head in the game when you're down 40.
Here is Fort Loramie attacking to our right. Ball fed top of the circle to Corinne Heitkamp, rotated left wing. Here's Imwali navigating the lane. Redskins still whipping around. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Ball dropped on the floor. Anna's got the takeaway. Here come the Rockets, 57-17. Fort Loramie leads. Here's Roland barreling down the floor into the paint area. Collision, defensive foul, Redskins. And it's common still. Ball out of bounds to Anna. Scoreboard shows foul six. Maybe it's in the act of shooting. Yep, that's what the officials have determined.
40 is Colleen Brandewee. She's a freshman off the JV team.
Free throw is swished on the play by Anna's Kiplin Roland. Colleen Brandewee, as Chuck noted, a 5'8 frosh on the floor. Schultes checks out for Fort Loramie. Second free throw here by Roland. Dips the knees. Got it again.
Roland.
57-19 Fort Loramie. Redskins on their way to victory number 19. 19-1 on the year. The lone loss. A game in which Fort Loramie led all but the final 7 seconds at West Liberty Salem. Fort Loramie with games remaining on the road at Botkins on February 7th. And then on the 12th at Marion Local, that's a weeknight Tuesday game that coming up 1 week from this Tuesday. Here is Fort Loramie, working clock, whistle blows, ball handled out front. And we've got a foul against Anna. Somebody had a grip on the Fort Loramie player. Is 41 Brandewee, Chuck?
No, that's 30 from the JV team. That's Clara Gephardt.
Clara Gephardt, a 5'8 sophomore in. She's at the stripe. 1-1. Missed it a little hard. Long rebound tracked down by Anna. So some playing time here for Clara Gephardt up from the JVs and Colleen Brandewee, also from the junior varsity for Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, it's Landis for Anna with 1:16 to go. Ball entered into the lane. Little turnaround five-footer by Lily Toller. Did everything but go in. It rattled two or three times and then hopped out. Fort Loramie grabbed the rebound. 1 minute to go here in the fourth. 57-19 in favor of the Redskins. Far left wing, Fort Loramie handles. Ball dished down into the corner, then back out on top to Schultes. High right, Imwally. It is in the air, three-pointer. Hit the back brace and then ricocheted off a cable up above the backboard. That's out of bounds. 48.4 to go. We are in the fourth, Fort Loramie, with a commanding lead of 38 points. 35 ticks left on the clock. Here is Lena Roland, left side of the floor for Anna. Out high left to Hope Bixler, shot fake. Ball is stripped, taken away by Fort Loramie, run out the other direction. Riley Heitkamp shoots it up and in. She leaked the other way, sprinted beyond everybody, got the easy deuce. 15 seconds to go, 59-19 in favor of Fort Loramie, which will hold Anna to about 9 or 10 points below Fort Loramie's average defensive yield per game all year. There's the buzzer. It's in the books. The Fort Loramie Redskins have a two-game lead in the loss column over Anna with one league game to play against Botkins. So that means that the Fort Loramie girls are the Shelby County League champs here in 2018-19. Fort Loramie advancing to 19-1 on the year, 11-0 in the Shelby County League. Meanwhile, Anna falls to 15-4, 10-2 for the Rockets as Anna concludes Shelby County League action here this afternoon. Fort Loramie, as I noted, two games left. February 7th at Botkins, February 12th at Marion Local. Anna with a couple remaining, February 5th at Lehman, and February 9th at Middletown Madison. Don't forget our game tonight, Anna at Versailles, tip-off 7:30. On the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10 this evening. And on Monday, we've got a bonus game for you. It is Ottoville hosting Minster. Should be an excellent girls game on Monday night. 7 p.m. tip, webcast time Monday, 6:40 on scoresbroadcast.com from Ottoville. Minster girls on the road. Ottoville, last year's state championship competition for Minster. It was a good ball game for about 28, 29 minutes. Minster pulled away, won the D4 state title a year ago over Ottoville. Those two clubs collide in a regular season matchup on Monday at Ottoville. We were there 2 years ago when Ottoville won over Minster. Last year, Minster won the regular season game and the state championship game as well. Again, so many thanks to our great Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Call Chris North, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282, 498-7282. Chris North will get you connected. Hemp Imagery in Sydney, thanks to John Hemp. He gives you his best shot. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. The In-Between, located just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. In Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Chuck, all Fort Loramie here today. Redskins, after the first 4 minutes, recovered quickly after a sluggish start, trailed 4-2 with about four to go in the first quarter of play, and then simply drubbed Anna the rest of this game. Anna, its own worst enemy at times, too many floor errors as the turnovers mounted. Fort Loramie with superb shooting from distance.
Well, they... You're not going to beat Loramie when they shoot like this. And they got them out of the zone early because they were just Kennedy Gebhardt in the first quarter scored 10 points. She pretty much single-handedly got them out of that zone. And when they tried to go man-to-man, they can't play Loramie man-to-man.
Nope.
There are two outstanding Division IV teams that are about 4 miles apart. And unfortunately, Anna got to see them both this week.
You're so right about that. Again, Anna has recorded victories over Versailles and a good Miami East team this year. No doubt a lofty seed for the Anna girls in Division III tomorrow. They could get as high as maybe a number three seed in that super sectional of 20-plus teams in the greater Dayton area. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie has got a number one seed locked up.
Yeah.
In that girls' D4 sectional at Sydney. And those seeding results will probably be available on the swdab.org website. That's the Southwest District Athletic Board website sometime mid-tomorrow afternoon. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and recognize our Clancy's winner or winners.
Well, three young ladies scored for Anna. They were led by Barhorse with 10, and I continue to say that she is the most improved player that I've seen in the league this year. They got 7 from Kiplin Rowland, who I thought had a pretty good game. Mm-hmm. Amber scored 2. Dosick didn't score. Cook didn't score. They only scored 19, so that's not shocking. And Lauren Barhorst is the Clancy's player of the game for the Rockets. On the other side, just typical, I could read for an hour because I think 10 people scored. But Gebhardt ended up with 13. Ratterman ended up with 13. Holscher, who I think always has good games defensively and rebounding today. She helped him out offensively also. And then Jaden Putoff came off the bench, scored 7. Imwally scored 5. You can just keep going on and on and on. I'm going to cut it down to 3. I'm going to give it to Gebhardt and Ratterman and Holscher are the Clancy's players for the Redskins.
Fort Loramie's perimeter shooting from three-point land about 8 or 9 percentage points better this year than last. That will make a big difference come tournament time for sure.
No doubt. 10 players scored for Loramie, 3 scored for Anna.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's in Sydney.
hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And once again, our anchor underwriting sponsors here today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Webcast time tonight, 7:10, tip at 7:30, Anna Boys at Versailles. Should be a very good basketball game. For Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck on stats, color, on-site engineering, I'm Jack Kramer, saying good afternoon from Fort Loramie, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have won the Shelby County Athletic League Girls Crown, defeating Anna easily here at the Fort Loramie Gym.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.